Hey, adventurers, it's Kayla from Magic Isn't Real. You know, that podcast you're listening to? Thank you for checking out this super special episode, but hate to break it to you, this is a part two. We did a collaboration with Dungeons & Drimbus. What? And part one is over on their feed. So go check that out first and then come back over here to check out part two. If you simply cannot wait and must start part two immediately, part one features four college students with varying levels of self-confidence and, what's the word I'm looking for? Intelligence, maybe? Charisma? Going on a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl that turns into a cryptid crawl. It's a whole bunch of fun. It's a whole bunch of laughs. So I really recommend checking out part one first and then coming back here. Again, part one can be found on Dungeons and Drimbus. And shout out to our friends at Dungeons and Drimbus. We had a great time working on this. You should just listen to their podcast in general. Thank you so much. Also, we lied about the magic. It's totally real. Bye.
You actually see an inscription in the stone, and it reads, "The bane of man's year, each working lad's fear, the numbers they soar, but we do not make more."
Tax day. Done. Solved it. Solved the riddle.
Here's a riddle?
I think we're supposed to, I don't know, read it?
Here, I can do it in like a really good, I mean like an okay Irish accent, like if you guys want for like authenticity.
I would love that actually, yeah.
That sounds really cool. I've never been to Ireland.
I mean, I haven't either, but like if you really study like your dialect training and stuff like that, you can like get a pretty good accent from it.
I don't understand what you're saying, but I like it. Go ahead.
Wait, Bryce, you already got to the pot of gold, right? So how do we get through this?
No, I just saw where they ended. Like, this is as far as I made it.
Can you read the inscription again?
"The bane of man's year, each working lad's fear. The numbers they soar, but we do not make more."
Okay, well, like, do they mean men in, like, a gender-neutral sense? Or do they mean men in, like, men?
Good question.
Because, honestly, this leprechaun might be, like, a little not woke.
That's a good question. It could be, like, kidney stones. Because...
I'm so sorry, Bryce. What are you talking about?
Because, like, for a guy, that really hurts.
Okay.
Bryce, you're so right.
It's a good idea, Bryce, but I think we'll shelve it for now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to scan for any illusions.
Okay.
The more I hang out with Bryce, the soberer I get, and I don't love that.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want alcohol?
I'm scared that you don't mean alcohol.
The M stands for medicine ball.
All right, so I got 9.
Okay, that is a full success. You do not detect any illusions out here. Okay, wait, is this the time for the gun?
No. What would you shoot, Bryce?
The words?
The bane of man's year, each working lad's fear, the numbers I swear, but we do not make more.
Well, that's like really good.
I think it's a leprechaun riddle.
Is it like stock market? Like,
it could be the stock market. I feel like it has to do with like money. The bane of men's year. What's like the worst?
Anniversary.
Tax season.
Tax season is kind of my thought, because like they also don't make more.
Wait, guys, important question. Do we think this is like a leprechaun riddle, or is it a reprecon riddle?
You want to tell me what the difference would be then, Bryce, if it were one or the other?
Because like, you know, sometimes like I'm trying to progressively overload my system and I'm raising my reps, I'm raising my weight, but like, it's just like, I've maxed out, you know, I've reached my genetic ceiling and like, you know, there's nothing wrong with supplements, but also like I can't afford a car, let alone supplements.
I feel like "they do not make more" is misleading. Like, I kind of feel like it refers to, you know, like a person not making more gains.
So you think the answer is like a plateau?
What is lake day?
He stares at the wall.
Okay, I do like taxes. I don't like taxes, but I like taxes as an answer.
That's like what makes the most sense to me. But like, I'm having a really hard time getting into this like character, you know?
Also, even if we solve this, what is this gonna prove? Anything? I'm gonna like fill around for like if there's like a door or anything, because like we just be trying to solve a riddle standing in a spot.
Yeah, let's break it down, Bryce.
give me a mind check to investigate.
11.
JT, you have run into your fair share of riddle doors. You find with your fingertips the seam in the door, and you know that if this riddle is answered, it will likely reveal something.
All right, so there's definitely a door here.
You want me to, like, break it down?
If you can try.
Yeah, let's see that happen, actually. I would love to see how that goes.
Bryce goes running to the door and goes, I'm going to take a cue from my favorite movie, and I'm going to use my head. And he goes running straight at the stone door.
Okay, we might lose Bryce here. I'm okay.
It's a canon event. Let it happen.
Just collapses on the ground.
Bryce!
Okay. I can, like, lead him through some, like, pressure points and breathing exercises, but, like, do we want Bryce back?
I vote no.
Okay, well, we don't want him to, like, die, so, like, he can be, like, incapacitated.
He's not gonna
die.
He's just knocked out. It'd be all right.
I can, like, give him some, like, smelling salts and something after we got the money, so, like, he can have some money, but, like, we don't have to have him with us.
Okay, yeah, that's probably for the best.
I'm really stuck on tax day. Does anyone know what day tax day is?
April 14th or something like that?
Giancarlo says, like, it's not the answer to the riddle that he's prepped for us.
April 14th.
Yeah, Lake goes up to it and whispers, April 14th?
You whisper April 14th and the door does not seem to respond.
April 15th.
Give me a will check as you, I guess you place your hands on the stone and you tune into its energy. Give me a will check.
Yeah, I imagine being the door and, like, thinking about how, like, hard it must be to, like, stand here for so long. That's 3 plus 3, which is a 6.
That's a mixed success.
I usually play, like, characters with more lines. It's, like, really hard to play something that's, like, so stiff.
Wait. Look, and then Daisy's gonna take out his phone, like, all right, wait. Picture that you're in a scene, right? Mm-hmm. And this rock is your scene partner. You need to get them to open up to you, all right? Really focus. And then tell me how you,
okay.
Like, how you would go about this. And I'm gonna try to use my collaborator ability to grant, like, double luck.
Okay, roll 2d4 as JT directs you.
Take me there. No, I can take the note. I can take it. Oh, I rolled 2 ones, so that's an 8 now. I'm sorry, I'm just really struggling to connect.
That's still a mixed success, but what you do get as you really try and connect with this stone, you feel some manner of vibration, and you feel whatever energy is here, it perhaps deals and detects and responds to intent or words or what have you. And you get the feeling that as far as your intent, it almost wants to respond. It's not a complete no, maybe just down the wrong avenue.
I feel like we're really close. Like, me and the door, we're, like, almost in sync.
Nobody's just said tax says yet. They said tax day.
Tax says, that's true. We didn't try tax says.
I whispered taxes in an Irish accent.
You feel the same energy.
Damn it!
At the stock market. Currency.
Child support.
Child support?
When you say currency, you almost feel the passageway want to open up a little more.
Gold?
Oh my god, I've got it. And I dig through River's purse, and I grab her wallet, and I try and slip some money under the door.
The seam.
Unfortunately, the seams are not large enough.
I just press really hard. I, like, will the money to also become one with the door.
Roll a will check with bad luck.
Yeah, no, that's just so bad.
Yeah, the dollar sticks to your hand.
Okay, it's one with me now, but not with the door.
Savings. Interest. Fees. Banking.
Cash. Doubloons.
Doubloons.
I'm assuming that at this point you just have hands on the door feeling its energies.
100%.
Interest. You feel it almost, like, you actually feel it, like, almost tremble a little bit. And then fees, you feel, again, it gives you that same response where it's, like, almost there but not quite. Banking, it, like, backs off even more.
Compound interest.
Compound interest.
It backs off even more.
No.
Stimulus checks.
Stimulus checks. It trembles a little bit, but not quite.
Social security.
Social security. It backs off. It stops trembling.
No.
The lottery.
Jackpot. Jackpot. It's the jackpot. Can it be the jackpot?
Why has this become the equivalent of trying to get the door to orgasm?
Yeah, I was like, the door is trembling.
Edging the door.
You say jackpot and just it goes dead still.
Okay, guys, I hate to be the one to say this, but, like, do you think maybe we need Bryce?
Gains?
Bryce stirs on the ground and goes,
Gains? I want to pay for the supplements, but prices have
gotten so crazy, I can't.
Inflation.
Yes.
You say inflation, and the stone slowly slides.
What does that have to do with the end of man's year?
Because, like, the numbers get higher, but, like, we don't actually make more money.
That was deep as fuck.
Ugh, that's, like, so real.
The stone slides to reveal a small gilded cavern. There are glistening gold floors and walls, yet shockingly empty. There are shelves and vaults, but the shelves are bare, and the vaults are open and empty.
I need to take a 5. That was, like, a lot for me. I know I'm not, like, equity yet, but, like, I need to take, like, my 5 and reset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's super fair. That's super
Thank
fair.
You.
Is this Lake or Kayla?
This is Lake. Yeah, no, Kayla's fine. Okay. It appears we found a dungeon.
I'm going to have my drone start recording. What's going on?
Whoa. This place is completely empty, so we've already discovered what happens at the end of a rainbow, and it doesn't look like there's gold here, surprisingly.
Maybe someone already, like, took it?
All of you give me, if you're gonna, like, look over the room, give me a mind check.
That's a 10 from Lake, who tries to become one with the room.
That's a 12 for Adnama.
Oh, that's a 9.
Okay. Robert, do you want to roll or no?
I'm just looking around at the shiny walls. Like, where's the gains?
So all of you look around and you can tell, yes, there is gold on the walls and the floors. And then there are these little golden vaults and all of them are open and empty. You notice that there is one at the very back of the room that is currently still closed.
Well, to be fair, I didn't really come here for gold, but I don't see any leprechauns.
Well, maybe they're inside.
Ooh, or like if we get close, we'll like probably piss off a leprechaun because like this is their stuff. So we could do that.
And Bryce begins to wake up. He goes, Yo, so can we take, like, the walls and the floor and shit?
Nama's looking at Bryce. I'm like, I don't know about you, bro.
What?
You said your favorite color was green.
Yeah.
For gains.
Yeah.
But gains can also be, like, money-wise.
Interest.
Yeah.
Bro, I really wish that was me, man.
What color is Bryce's hair, bro?
It's a slight ginger.
Interesting. Can I read his body language with my abilities of being a doppelganger / really, really good actor?
Yes.
Can I just, like, get a read on his physicality and see if he's hiding something?
Absolutely. I will allow you to either roll mind, or if you want to do it as a something of the heart, I'll allow will.
Okay. I mean, I have a plus to will, but I also get luck because doppelganger things, so...
Do it.
6 + 3, 9.
Okay, that is a full success. You see that Bryce is a simple man. What you can see on the surface is most of what's going on underneath, at least that he's aware of.
Mm.
And he seems to be looking around the room hungrily, not for food, but for money, and just like very much trying to figure out. Like, you see he grabs a shelf and begins to like jostle it and be like, how do we like get this off? Like, I could really, guys, I just want a, like a little Volvo. Like, it doesn't even have to be new. It could be like a 2002.
I get it, man.
Guys, please, how do we?
Hey guys, so I think, and like I could be reading this wrong, but like I don't think I am. I'm like pretty in tune with other people. I think he's got some like backstory stuff going on that like is not a given that he's aware of right now.
Well, he did hit his head really hard.
That is true.
Bryce might be a leprechaun, but if he is, he like doesn't know it yet.
Hey guys, wait, one of these vaults is closed. Can you help me open it?
Oh, hell yeah. I bet the gains are in there.
Bobby boy, Bobby and Bryce, BB, B&B, Breaking Bad, Breaking Bread.
JT's gonna stand back and like look around to make sure they don't get ambushed by anything.
Okay, so you're gonna stand watch at the entrance?
Yeah.
Or are you just scanning right now or are you staying?
No, I'm like scanning with my drone.
Give me a mind roll.
8.
Okay, an 8 is a mixed success. You are scanning very close to the ground, I guess, or maybe you set a color filter on the drone to try and find green things since you're looking for a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
You are not finding any signs of a leprechaun in the area.
Okay.
Especially now that you're looking for it, you do notice there are a lot of four-leaf clovers growing around the entrance.
Okay.
Adnama's gonna take her stun gun out and just, like, have it prepared for when Robert and Bryce open up the vault.
Okay, so, like, what do we think? What's the combination? How do we open this?
Oh, it's, like, a number thing?
Oh, I thought it was like a turn guy.
I already had my dumbbell out in my hand, and I was just going to try to smash it open.
Well, as you smash it with the dumbbell, it just swings open. It was not locked.
Beautiful.
Great job.
This is why we train, guys.
The safe door glides open, and inside, you see a small humanoid creature. It bears ginger hair and a beard with a little green suit, a top hat, and worn-out black shoes.
Reprecon! The Gains Goblin stole all your gains!
It is wearing a green suit, but it is sleeveless and it is jacked.
Don't make it canon!
And the leprechaun looks up at you and says, "What? How? What are you doing here?
Reprecon!
Look out!" And before the warning can fully register, you hear hurried scampering. The scrape of something like claws upon the gilded floor. And a hiss. From behind, a strange creature suddenly lunges onto Bryce's back. It bears long, sharp claws, animal-like hind legs poised to hop about. Its vertebra protrude from its skin with long, sharp spines. And it has an almost dog-like face with sharp teeth and a long tongue that slinks out and begins to burrow into Bryce's neck.
Yo, what the fuck?
Roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
Yo, that was super gross.
How did that get past me?
Come on, JJ. You're supposed to be on top of this.
That is a 10.
13.
Adnama got 8.
JT also has 8.
First up is the Chupacabra.
Ah!
It is going to use its bloodsucker ability.
Oh, dear God. I would like to, if possible, use my defensive maneuver to dive in front of his sucker to defend my new brown jacked friend.
Okay, so you see Bryce yelling, "What the fuck?" as this long tongue goes to burrow into his neck, and you bring your arm forward to try and block the Chupacabra such that its tongue instead burrows into your bicep.
Try to flex to keep it contained within the bicep.
And you are going to take 1 point of damage from the Chupacabra as it attempts to suck your blood. Do you have any armor?
I do. I'm wearing some sick leather armor, which was my going out outfit that I got specifically for this at the KG menswear store.
Beautiful. Your nice leather jacket, you see the tongue begins to burrow into it and tears a hole. It doesn't quite make it to your flesh. Getting a mouthful of leathers and spits it out. But, Robert, it is then your turn.
Oh boy, you're gonna regret that, buddy. And I make like a really pointed look back at the girls. Thumbs up.
You see Bryce, like, in shock, looks at you and he goes, "Bro, you saved me. Medicine ball this bitch."
Yeah, they're getting medicine balled. I draw my other dumbbell club and I am going to attempt to utilize my tier 3 two-hander to roll a single attack to smash it, like clap its head with both of the dumbbells.
Very nice. Roll that attack.
Woof, that's gonna be a 13 to hit.
That is a full hit.
Sorry, do you have to specify that you called the shot before?
You can do it now, but it would just be unlucky.
What if I have tier 2 precise strike where my called shots do not impose bad luck?
Then you may call the shot, and what body part would you like to aim for?
Yeah, I was trying to like clap its head between the dumbbells.
Does two-hander let you deal double damage?
It does, so each of my clubs does 2 damage, which is doubled.
Oh, God! So that's 4.
Welcome to playing with Jonah.
And then 8. Holy shit. Are you about to deal 16 damage to the Chupacabra?
Just dust the Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra is dead.
Completely smashes his head in.
A fictional character once again.
You don't fuck with my huge friend, Bryce.
Don's like, how do I boost the Chupacabra's HP so he doesn't get one shot?
Well, the Chupacabra does have a feature called Hoppy. When a creature melee attacks the Chupacabra, it may expend an action point to leap out of range.
Oh no.
And so we see the two clubs come together And you just like, you see it in slow motion as
two
rippling biceps drive these dumbbells at each other. And you know that if they could ignite, this would be of atomic proportions as you are on your way to deal 16 fucking damage. You smash it together. The chupacabra leaps out just in the nick of time. However, on a full success with all of that, I gotta give you something. So I'm gonna say you still manage to deal 2 damage as you manage to snag one of its teeth between the 2 dumbbells as it's hopping, and it just instantly powderizes, turning to straight calcium as it tears away. But it is now out of range of everyone unless you have a ranged weapon or want to move up to it. But I think that's only your first action point, right?
Yeah, if the tier 3 two-hander only costs 1 action point for that, then yeah.
I call out, I understand now, Reprecon. This is how we get the gains. We kill this thing.
Sure. Whatever you say, just do it.
I will try to chase it down if it is within range of my movement.
Okay, so it'll take your second action point, but you do manage to run up and get in range of the chupacabra again, and you see it scrounches down, ready to pounce, looking very nervous about the situation.
Yeah, I'm just blocking it. I'm standing above it menacingly.
Absolutely. Robert, as you run up to the chupacabra, you see it kind of gets down on its hind legs, ready to pounce, and it looks at you very scared, and you kind of hear a little...
Did it just fart, bro?
As suddenly you smell this awful sulfuric stench. You begin to cough. It is hard to breathe, and you will have bad luck on all rolls as long as you are adjacent to the chupacabra.
Oh, it's like the locker room.
Next up is Lake.
Good job, Rob. That was pretty sick. Give me just... And then Lake is going to dig through River's purse.
Okay.
And grab a couple credit cards as improvised weapons.
Hell yes.
And is going to be like, be in the moment and just yeet a credit card at them. Kind of like a throwing star type situation.
Incredible. Roll a mind attack.
Yes. And I have improviser, so it is lucky.
Nice.
That's a nat 1 plus 2 for a 3.
Okay. On a nat 1, because these are improvised weapons, you do not have durability to mark off. So what is instead going to happen is you throw the credit cards. They go flying at incredible speeds. We do not know where this came from. All of you, as you look at Lake, this does not look like a movement of Lake. This looks like a movement of River. And as these credit cards go flying forward, unfortunately, they miss the chupacabra, and it buries itself inside of Robert in his back.
Can I hit Bryce instead?
No. No.
Oh my god, that is so my bad. That's so my bad. Here, I am so sorry.
Robert, how much armor do you have left?
So sorry, what was the damage from the cards?
Just one.
Okay, so now 1 out of 3.
Unfortunately, I do have improviser 3rd level, so attacks made with improvised weapons deal double damage. Will that still happen if I rolled a crit fail?
So that breaks my armor. Oh no! My clothes shred off of my torso. What a tragedy.
I'm so sorry. I will try and find you a new jacket. I know, like, our props department costumes might have one.
It's okay.
You see, Bryce, like, flushes a little bit as he sees Robert's clothes peel away.
I clock that 100%. I'm like, oh my god, girl, same. And then for my second action point, can I throw another credit card?
Absolutely.
You're going to get his pants now. Watch. He's going to be fully naked by the end.
The second time's the charm.
Take two. I got this. Usually I'm like, one take. Right now I'll be 2 takes. It'll be fine. And that's a 6.
Okay, that is a mixed success. So instead of dealing extra damage, you launch another credit card. You're bad. Second take. Credit card goes flying. It does lodge itself in the chupacabra and glances across its shoulder and through one of its spines, dealing 1 damage. And you see that long, almost paper cut begin to bleed a little bit.
Okay, yeah, that like totally made up for it. I did great.
Good shot.
Thanks.
And with that, the chupacabra is then going to spend an action point to scurry under your legs, Robert, as you are looking at your own body that has had its leather jacket peeled away.
Lost in my most muscular pose.
Yeah, Bryce's jaw slack. And the Chupacabra is going to scurry into the middle of Bryce, Lake, Adnama, and JT, and it is going to screech. That is a mixed success. JT and Lake, you hear this emanate out from the Chupacabra, and it deals armor-piercing damage as you feel your ears, this horrible, sharp pain that leaves a ringing and almost leaves you disoriented as you take 1 point of damage directly to HP.
Oh, you were so flat. You were so flat and somehow also sharp.
It puts a hand to its chest with its sharp claws like it's a little offended.
Look, I give notes that are honest. If you can't take the note, you shouldn't be in this industry.
Adnama, it is your turn.
All right, so you said the Chupacabra is now in the middle of all of us?
Yes.
All right, fire. Then I would like to use the stun gun.
Ooh.
And ideally stun the bitch.
On a crit, it will stun.
Cool, cool. You said it would, you know, it would stun if it crit. You know how you said that just now? You know how you just said that?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess fucking what? It was a motherfucking crit, bitch.
Yes.
That's a 12.
Incredible. We see Adnama just pulls out her mom's stun gun, takes aim. It is facing the direction of Lake and JT, and so it has its back to Adnama, and we see the two, like, fishhook-like strings go into its neck, and it goes as it collapses onto the ground and is kind of twitching and immobile. Any attacks against it will have luck until it clears this stun.
Adnama, that was, like, amazing. You, like, totally, like, saved my life.
Thank you. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, my mom taught me everything. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, really, my mom saved your life. Like, she's super, like...
That was so good.
It's super cool.
JT, it is then your turn.
So my drone's recording this whole thing. And I'm just like, why would a Chupacabra be here? Do we really need to kill? Maybe it's hungry.
That is, like, a really good question, actually. Like,
does anybody have, like, any food on it? Robert, do you have, like, any...
Do you have protein on you?
I don't know, like a brownie or a protein bar or something?
Oh, yeah, I got, like, 87 protein bars, but I need them all.
Robert!
Bryce?
I got
Wait, no! We have the In-N-Out bags.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna take the protein burger that they still put in there that Bryce ordered that he's totally not getting. Foolishly, I'm gonna like walk up to the Chupacabra and I'm gonna start playing music, try to use my Move to Tears ability, even though he can't really walk towards me, to do a will contest on a success, and I can attract or repel one creature. I'm gonna try to like, I guess, use it to pacify it. I'm gonna try to offer it the burger and hopefully it doesn't murder us.
Okay, give me a will roll. I'll give you luck since you are coaxing it with food. It does kind of take its turn and use its final action point to clear the stun, but while all of this is happening, so you see it kind of begin to recover and look around shocked.
13?
13 is a full success. So JT, describe how you coax this Chupacabra.
So you start hearing like the sad music from like the commercials where they just like hold puppies and they're like, you can share this puppy too.
In the arms.
So my drone's just like playing that in the background and I'm like walking up and going like pet it a little bit and hand it. I guess the protein burger is just like straight up just lettuce and meat. Like no bread or anything.
Yep.
It's gonna like pet the Chupacabra. I'm like, it's okay, boy, girl, thing. You'll be alright.
And Bryce looks up, he goes, oh man, I got it extra rare, just how I like it. And then you see the Chupacabra's long tongue comes out and begins to dig into the burger and it goes. And it begins to eat and look around at all of you very on edge as if waiting to see, like, where the next threat is going to come from.
Oh.
It's okay, buddy.
Adnama's going to, like, put away her stun gun.
Adnama, you're okay. And I guess I looked towards the leprechaun and I was just like, first of all, why are you here? Second of all, why is there a Chupacabra here?
This is 100% why I'm a vegan. That was a lot.
You know, it came in here, it tried to eat me, I locked myself in the safe. Is it done? Is it? It's good?
Does he look like he's...
He seems to be very on edge, but kind of like if you fed a coyote, basically. Like, it's wary and maybe looking for opportunities to bolt, but does not look to want to attack.
Okay.
Don't things like eat little kids?
And the more you look at it, the more like small dog-like it is. And you can tell it's not just the spines protruding, but its rib cage is like showing through its skin as if it hasn't eaten enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I think he's just hungry. Usually they only eat like small animals and goats. I don't even know why he's up this high. Usually they're just like down in Mexico.
Do you want to like call Eddie and see? But I don't know.
Yeah, we can try.
Don't think we have to kill it.
I don't think we should kill it at all. And I'm just gonna like try to FaceTime Eddie.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Hey, so we found the leprechaun. He's pretty swole, but we also found this thing. I'm just gonna like point the camera at like the chupacabra.
Yo, is that a chupacabra?
Yeah. Ask Claudia what we should probably do about this. I feel like she would know a little bit more.
Hey. Hey, mommy. Come here.
I guess, Amanda.
¿Qué pasó, papi? I get, like, fuck. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, what am I supposed to do now? Damn it. I wasn't prepared for this.
Look at this.
¿Qué es eso?
That's, he's your maybe son-in-law. I don't know.
Okay, what are you?
Wait, no, we're definitely not related. Definitely 100% not related at all. And he looks at Anama. We're definitely not related.
Oye, ¿qué es eso? ¿Es that a chupacabra? ¿Qué es eso?
Yeah, he looks really hungry. I don't know why he's up here.
Wait, is that your mom?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh my God, can I say hi?
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you want to, I guess. That's like, whatever. Like, I mean, is it like that you want to do it now? Like, now?
No, you know what? I'll wait. But like, before you leave, I like want to say hi.
No, like, you can, no, like, whatever. No pressure.
No, hi. Anama's mom. Oh. It's so nice to meet you.
Hi, Lake. Nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Your daughter's like super cool.
Oh yeah. Well, she has to get it from somewhere, no?
Yeah. No. Thanks for the stun gun too. That like totally kicked ass like a minute ago.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. Yes. So glad it's working. You guys are all okay with the chupacabra just sitting there, or very fun a spring break? No.
We've been feeding him for a little bit. He seems to be okay, but like I don't know. Like, what should we do? Should we like take him somewhere?
Or... is he gonna kill you or something?
I don't think anymore.
I mean, no. Typically, they just eat like small little animals, you know. Really, you should be okay.
Oh, and the leprechaun is little, so that maybe explains why he was trying to eat him.
I mean, JT, you know, we have a no pet animal on a campus housing, but you know, it's my campus, so.
So I can keep him?
I mean.
Bueno, tampoco maybe keep him, but maybe at least to bring him back home and.
And so keep him is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, no, he's like, you've been wanting a dog. This is pretty close.
He's kind of a dog, right?
Yeah, he's a dog-like ish.
I mean. Yeah, shit. I mean, look, it would be hypocritical of me as your very revered father-like figure.
You gotta stop saying that. But
to say no when I have stolen crocodilians from, establishments to give to my friends as talking pets.
This is very true. So, we're keeping... cool. Oh, by the way, this is Lake. They can still use a manager. But I guess we'll sort that out some other time.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I was totally... just like, if you're interested in representing more people, I'm also like an up-and-coming talent.
What kind of talents you got? Are you like, you good at exposing corrupt government individuals? Or
she's a performer, Eddie.
I'm kind of like a triple threat, but I can be like a quadruple threat if you need that.
You know, threats are what is needed at times during high-stakes negotiations. So this, I think we could definitely make use of you. Steve is planning a campaign for president, and you know, there might be opponents of lizard varieties that may need to be threatened.
Bryce, I feel really weird about this. That thing just tried to suck your blood, and now they're gonna keep it as a pet. I feel kind of bad. I almost smashed its skull.
I mean, bro, to be real, it was gonna suck my blood, and then you let yourself get sucked for me.
Oh.
I would always get sucked instead of you, Bryce. Anytime, any day.
Nobody's ever done anything like that for me.
Okay, I feel like we should hang up the call.
So anyway, Eddie, I guess we'll see
you
later.
All right, you kids have fun. I know how spring break gets. All right, I don't really see any of
it. It was really nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm sure we will see each other soon.
Awesome.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Wow,
this cannon's getting real weird.
And then he hangs up.
Is everyone, like, okay? Like, I can lead everybody in some breathing exercises and try and, like, recenter us.
I think maybe you can, like, help the chupacabra. He's a little banged up from our little high, but...
Everybody, come on. Let's get in a circle and, like, share our energy. Like, imagine there's like this electric ball between your hands, right? And we're just gonna like let that expand. And when it's expanding, I need everyone to breathe in with me, okay? Just in, like one, two, three. Oh, good job, good job. And out, one, two.
Robert is a vacuum.
That will restore one hit point to everybody.
Oh, sweet.
That's not just me fucking around. Like, I have Fond of Life.
As you all open your eyes, sitting cross-legged in the circle, you see the Reprecon sitting there with you, also breathing. He goes,
oh, thank you. I really needed that.
Yeah, so, like, I hope everyone feels really centered.
Absolutely. And I got to say, thank you all for showing up and saving me. I don't know why that thing's not trying to eat me anymore. I suppose it's got something to do with the in and out, which, to be fair, I get it.
Yeah, it typically eats small creatures, and you're, no offense, but not your arms or anything, but you're of small stature, so,
I'm small, I completely understand. Well, anyways, welcome to my home. I'd love to repay you. Unfortunately, I am all out of gold.
Oh,
that's okay, we came here for the gains.
Well, okay.
I didn't really come here for the gold anyway.
Oh, thank God.
I just wanted to make sure that you existed.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, I'm right here, you know, I'm happy to consult on workout plans or whatever, it's kind of become a late life passion of mine.
JT, this is a dream come true.
Yeah, you know, private equity buying up all the gold mines has really made acquiring it so much more difficult, and so I don't really have a lot to offer to the people anymore. Sometimes I resort to stealing trinkets from the rich and dropping them in front of someone who needs it after a little prank or...
Love that for you.
Yeah, or, like I said, consulting on workout plans. Now, gold is kind of heavy, so it used to be great, but, you know, now we resort to all of this.
And Bryce goes, but bro, this is like, the walls are made of gold. Can we, like, have a shelf or something? And he goes, oh, no, it's iron pyrite, fool's gold. It's hilarious. Though, considering you saved my life, you know, I didn't want to lead you astray, but... It's pretty funny to give people what they think is gold, and then it's not.
That is pretty funny.
Isn't this like a double rainbow, though?
Yeah.
Like, is there another...
Yeah, is it, like, special?
You know...
I got everybody uncertain now.
I'm not entirely sure what that's about. It just kind of appeared. And then,
suddenly, a voice...
Fuck.
No. Voice says, ring out in your heads all at once. JT Adnama Lake Robert. Los hemos estado vigilando por un gran tiempo. Los defensores de los inocentes.
Notice how it didn't mention Bryce.
Bryce just looks around, he's like, are you guys okay? What's going on?
Just outside the cave, you see odd shapes. Very tall, dark, shadowy, almost foggy humanoids appear. And you hear, Somos los vigilantes oscuros. En tiempos antiguos, vigilamos y protegimos el hombre común. Los de corazón puro. Gracias por continuar nuestro trabajo. Por favor, reciban nuestro regalo y continúen su trabajo. And just like that, they're gone.
So, I only know the Spanish that's used in it in the Heights.
They were talking about how pure my heart is.
No, but they did basically say thank you for all of our hard work, but like, they left us a gift.
Where's the gift? Is it the gold? Oh, right, it's not real gold. Should we go look where they were?
Yeah.
Sure.
Anama's gonna go look at where they were.
Okay.
There's a lot of cryptids here. I gotta come to LA more often.
I mean, LA is like city of dreams. Like,
yeah.
It's also the city of cryptids, apparently.
Outside the cave, you find your phones.
Oh!
They're all lying in a neat row on the dirt, all open to the same application, your student loan accounts. And as you look over the screen, you realize your debts have been forgiven in full.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Hey, wait, where's my phone?
Where's womp womp. We need to come back to LA every spring break, clearly, is what I'm understanding.
I'm telling you, we got to see if there's a campus out here. We might have to transfer.
Like, no, like, this is amazing.
Yeah, is it always this many cryptids when y'all do things? Because that's a lot of cryptids, man.
We've run into a lot of cryptids, but, like, not this much at one spot, you know? I mean, there was that one time we ran into Santa Claus, but...
This really feels like it's a special day.
Yeah, Bryce, it is a special day.
But seriously, like, are my student loans forgiven, or like...
The real gift was friendship.
Bryce, we got something even more important. We got to give the gift of gains to that chupacabra. He's gonna make it.
The real gift was the gains we made along the way.
You know, I do feel a little bad that I don't have anything to give. I mean, you all seem taken care of, but, you know, big lad, if I... And you see the leprechaun kind of squints his eyes and puts his hands on Bryce's ankles. He goes, oh, you know, you're doing well, but you haven't hit your true genetic ceiling just yet. You just need a little extra. Some special ways. Some special training methods.
Releasing his potential. Like, fucking go on.
Also, you're big enough that you could probably help me acquire some more goods to give to, you know, the people around.
He goes, are you like... Are you offering it, like, personal train me?
I think he is, Bryce.
What else does a reprecon do?
My God, it would be my honor, man. And, like, hold up. Wait. Again, you see him go, like, limp, and it kind of looks like he throws a medicine ball. And he goes, hey, Robert, like, you know, if you ever want, like, training advice or, like, you know, like, anything, you could, here's my phone. And he hands you his phone and he goes, number. It's, do you, sorry.
I appreciate it, man. But you know what? I think I might have found something even more important than gains.
What's that?
Finding cryptids. Finding them.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. So do you want my number or not?
Oh, no, yeah, no, I still want your number, man.
Oh, sure. Okay, cool, yeah.
We can talk about how to get chicks together.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
Link gives Bryce a look that, like, only other queers in the wild would recognize. Like, it's just like, man, I'm with you, bro. I'm sorry, man.
And something seems to click inside of Bryce's head, and he looks at Link very appreciatively, and he goes, all right, yeah, I'm just gonna stay here and, like, I guess get, like, insanely swole.
Do it, man. Be the new Ronnie Coleman.
I'll do it. And then under his breath, he goes, for you.
I go, I love you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, me too.
So I was wrong about Bryce. Turns out he's cool.
All it takes to keep Kayla to like a character.
Yeah, like, Bryce can hang.
All right, guys. So we found a leprechaun. We found a new pet chupacabra.
Yeah, the chupacabra is like pushing its head into your hand for pets.
Aww.
And we met shadow people.
And as you head back to the SUV and pile in, you discover one last gift. In the trunk, stacked as tight as can be, are kegs upon kegs upon kegs of beer.
Liquid gold. All right, guys, let's get lit. All right, we're going down to the beach. Let's go.
There was, like, not enough drinking on our spring break up to this point. Lots of cryptids, but, like, the cryptids to drinking ratio was kind of whack.
Yeah, I need balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think after fighting that chupacabra, sorry about that, bro, by the way. yeah, I think I could make an exception. I think I could use a beer, guys.
You deserve a drink, Robert.
Wait, I deserve something?
Robert, we're going to have a talk after this.
You deserve the world. My brother in cryptid crush.
End of session. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
This has been The Hunt for the Leprechaun Man, a Magic Isn't Real Dungeons & Drimbus crossover St. Patrick's Day special. The Hunt for the Leprechaun Man featured the vocal talents of Amanda Fernandez-Acosta as Adnama, Jonah Pfeiffer as Robert, Kayla Temshev as Lake, and TJ Berry as JT. The rest of the world was voiced by your BG, Giancarlo Herrera, with editing and sound design by Hannah Schooner. Today's game was played on the beta version of the currently untitled Drimbus system, available over at patreon.com/Drimbus. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon. Goodbye.